So, thank you guys so much for coming. It's great to see you. Hope everybody had a beautiful Shavuos. Be'ezras Hashem. We are standing on the threshold of the next step in Kabbalah Shabbos. We've been spending a few months, careful behind you, a few months learning about Shabbos Bechlal. We had a couple of shiurim just generally on the general basic fundamental concepts of what Shabbos is, all of which we continue to develop, Be'ezras Hashem, throughout the weeks. Thanks for coming. Great to see you. And we spent the past couple of shiurim just on Kabbalah Shabbos itself. And now we're up to this part of Kabbalah Shabbos, the Tefillah of Anah B'Koyach, right before Lecha Dodi. Now, unfortunately for all of us, or fortunately for all of us, but just I'm telling you what I'm dealing with, the struggle and the challenge, is that I have a sefer at home that's 500 pages on Anah B'Koyach. The whole entire sefer is just on Anah B'Koyach. It's written by a very, very special, sweet tzaddik called Rav Reuven Sasson, who lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva in called, either it's called Ramat HaSharon, I think, or it's in Ramat HaSharon. And he wrote this whole gigantic sefer on Anah B'Koyach. So I had to go and like figure out how I'm going to give over Anah B'Koyach without learning the whole sefer, which I'd love to do. So I figured we're going to try to limit it to six shiurim on Anah B'Koyach. We're going to try. And there's a ton more that I'm cutting out. But I hoped to just be able to capture the essential parts that are going to be practical in terms of our actual kavana that we can have before Lecha Dodi, because Anah B'Koyach is a much bigger tefillah than it seems. Okay, there are 42 words, which we're going to get into tonight, by way of just introduction. We're not even going to start tonight to look at the actual words of Anah B'Koyach. We're going to do so by way of just translation, just so we know b'chlal, like what the tefillah means on a simple level. Next week, we'll start with the first stanza, and then after that, we're going to try to do two stanzas a week until we finish Anah B'Koyach and we go into Lecha Dodi, which will probably also take some time. The Torah is endless, you know, so we're trying to make up shara of some kind. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, let's first take a look at the tefillah itself. I think we take for granted that we know translations of things, but if we're really honest with ourselves, we don't. Not all the time. And so let's take a look at Anah B'Koyach and just read it through on a simple level. We have the English here. Again, if you'd like to take this with you to shul and to look at the English in lieu of a English translation sitter, you're welcome to do so as well. Okay, so let's first read the tefillah through together. Anah B'Koyach Gedula Simincha. Anah, please, B'Koyach Gedula Simincha, with the strength and greatness, Yimincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of your right hand, Tatir Tzerura. Untie our bounds. And of course, there are many different ways of interpreting these things. What are the boundaries? Over here, this translation that I have it defined says, our bundled sins, right? Because it deals with some kind of bundle. What would we want Hashem to untie? So this interpretation says bundled sins, but we're going to get into a different interpretation. But there are many. Untie the boundaries, the bounds. We're going to get into that next week, Be'ezras Hashem. Kabel Rinas Amcha. Thanks for coming. We have an extra source sheet. More here too. Kabel Rinas Amcha. Please, Hashem, accept the song of your nation, Sagvenu. Elevate us, Taharenu, purify us, Noira. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the awesome one, Noira. No, please, Gibar, mighty one, Darshi Yechudcha Kvava Shamrein. Guard those who are Darshi Yechudcha, who seek your oneness. Guard them, Kvavas, like the pupil of an eye, which is always considered to be something that's guarded because it has built in a mechanism for blinking, which means to cover over, to guard, to hide away, to conceal, to shelter. Kevavas shamrim, baruchim, bless them, taharim, purify them. And over here there's a little bit of machlokes about what the next word should be. Some say rachame, thanks for coming, we have source sheets here. Some say rachame, some say it should be rachameim, and let's go through the two ways of reading it. First, rachame tzidkascha tamid gamlim, which would mean rachame tzidkascha tamid gamlim, constantly repay them, reward them with rachame tzidkascha, with your generous righteousness. That's one way of reading it. Or you can read rachameim with a mem at the end as the third in the series of words. So barchem, bless them, taharem, purify them, rachameim, right? And have mercy on them. And then, tzidkascha tamid gamlim. Okay, two ways of reading it. And sometimes in Siddurim you'll see a mark that there are two nuschais.
The former one is usually more accepted, no?
Yeah?
Isn't it? I don't know.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, but these are two interpretations of that line. Chasin, powerful one, Kadosh, holy one. Berayv tuvcha, with your great goodness, nahel adasecha. What a powerful thing. Nahel adasecha, Rebbeinu Shalom, lead us. Lead us. Sometimes we feel that we're not being led. Rebbeinu Shalom, lead us. Nahel adasecha. Yachid, singular one. Geya, proud one, lifted one, exalted one. La'amcha p'nei, turn to your nation. Zoichei kudushasecha, those who still remember. Your holiness, or like it says over here, those who proclaim your holiness. Shavaseinu kabel, and the last line of the tefillah is, accept our tefillah. Ushmat tzakaseinu, and hear our screams, our cries. Yedea ta'alumos, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who know the mysteries. Yedea ta'alumos. Okay, and then the last line isn't really part of it. It's just in the Zohar Kaddish, as we'll see when he talks about the Shem Membeis, which is this holy name that has 42 letters, which we'll talk about. He brings this at the end because it's a name of Hashem. And that's why you'll see all of the Rosh HaTevis here bolded, because these 42 letters, which in Siddurim it's printed at the end of each stanza, you'll see the Rosh HaTevis brought, which we'll get into Be'ezus Hashem, both tonight and in future weeks. Thanks for coming. Sir Sheets here. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, the last two. One more? Oh, two more. Okay, we'll be expecting two others then, I guess, I hope. Okay, so Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus, that means just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be blessed, the name of his kingdom forever. Okay, that's just the translation of the words. But let's get into the oimek of it, to the depth of it. So I'm bringing a lot from the Sefer, which is also based on Rav Kook, so we're going to be learning also from Rav Kook himself and from the Sefer, which embellishes this incredible pirush of this tefillah. La'at la'at, step by step. Okay, so we turn over. You should see Tal Lechayim Anu B'Koyach, page 70 to 71. And he writes like this. Tefillah zu ma'ifia b'tikune azayir HaKadosh. This tefillah appears in the Tikune Azayir from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, Netzatzeitz ma'at milushayne be'ezus Hashem nezboinin ba. He says, let's quote first from the actual Lashon of the Zayar, and then we're going to focus on it and learn it and contemplate it deeply. V'zu l'shayne HaKadosh. And this is the words of the Zohar Kaddish. Kam Rabbi Shimon al Ragloi. Va'amar. Rabbi Shimon stood up on his feet and he said, Riboin Almin, Master of the World. Eftach einai le'estak le'bohoin le'ela. Open my eyes. He didn't mean physically. He said, give me perception that I should see le'ela, the spiritual realm. Avay vam. And he quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Pischu li shari tzedek. We say it on Rosh Chodesh and Hallel. Open up for me the gates of righteousness. Avoy vam oideka. Avoy vam means I will come into them oideka and I'll give praise to Hashem. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, well, look at that word bam, avoy bam, which is a reference to the gates, but he says it's the letters mem beis, which is 42. Now he says, you know what it means? Avoy vam doesn't just mean I will come through the gates of righteousness. It means the way to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, and we're going to get into this deeply now, is avoy bam. Through the 42 letters of this holy shame, this incredible name of Hashem, ba'arba'im v'trein asvan d'shva d'shma mefurish. Through the 42 letters of this explicit name of Hashem, l'minda kol as va'as, to really learn and to understand every letter al tikune, as is fitting, completely. And then, before actually listing the letters, he starts with this pasuk, the first pasuk in the Torah, "Bereishis bar likim as hashemayim v'saaretz," and the second pasuk, "Va'aretz ha'isa sayu v'vayu." He doesn't even finish the pasuk, "V'choshech apnei sahayim." Why? So, as we're going to see in the next paragraph, the shem mem beis, these 42 letters, which are the Rosh HaTevis of this tefillah on a v'koyach, are rooted in the first 42 letters of the Torah, which culminate with the letter beis of v'vayu. So if you start from the first pasuk Bereishis until the beis of Vavayu, Tayu Vavayu, there are 42 letters, and those become the root of this 42-letter name. We're not going to read it, obviously, but you can scan it with your eyes. V'inon, all of these letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzadi, Kufresh, Ayin, some of them are words, some of them are shrushim of words, some of them are muzim, and we're going to get into this Be'ezus Hashem as we take a look at each stanza in the coming weeks. B'siyata d'shmaya, with Hashem's help. Okay, and then at the end, like I said, the Zohar Kaddish says, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, which is why that's printed at the end of Anu B'Koyach. He says, V'zeh Targumoy im Bi'er Kal. Let's understand the translation of the Zohar Kaddish. Kam Reb Shimon al Raglov. V'amar Reb Shimon stood up and he said, Riboin ha'ilamim, Master of heaven and earth, Master of the world, Eftach Einai Le'estaka Behem L'mala, open my eyes to look up, to look beyond. Avei Vam, like we said, Ba'arba Mishteim Ushtaim Oisya Shalshem Hamufurs. That's how we will enter in. Ladas, Kol Osva Ois Mehem Al Maskunta, to understand these letters clearly. Arba in Vishtagim Oisyos Elu. Now these 42 holy letters are Remuzim Mitchilas HaTorah, are hinted to in the beginning of the Torah. Bereshis Va'aretz Ha'isazai V'vayu V'shem Zehu Ana B'koyach Aleph Beis Gimel, and so on. And he says, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Malamed, what's Reb Shimon teaching us? Sheshoyresh Tfilas Ana B'koyach, the root of this whole tefillah, which we just translated and you can read it and you wouldn't necessarily know that it has anything to do with creation. It's just a tefillah. He says it's bound up b'shoyrish with Maisei Bereshis. Maisei Bereshis is Rosh Hashanah's membeis. That's the Shem membeis. It's Maisei Bereshis. It's bound up with the creation of the world, the energy of the creation of the physical world, which we'll explore together tonight. B'soyd Shem membeis. Ramas b'tchilas atar mamish. It's literally hinted to and it's sourced in mamish, the beginning of the Torah. Me'amila bereshis ad ois beis b'milas bayu, right? Tayu v'avayu. Yishmem beis oisius, you will count them and you will find 42 letters. Okay, and here they are again in bold. Bereshis barlikim, eis ha-shamayim ve'eis ha-aretz va'aretz ha-sayu v'avayu. Interesting, right in the middle of a word. Those 42 letters are the scriptural source for the Shem Membeis, for the letter, for the names of the name of Hashem that has 42 letters. Elohim Ashrashim Batayra Haremuzim Al Shem Membeis, and it's the essential mystery and the deep secret to understand the spiritual source for Tfilas Ana B'Koyach, for this incredible tefillah. Let's take a look at the next paragraph together. And it begins to open up the sugya a little bit. And again, I'm telling you, I took small paragraphs here and there. It's a much bigger sugya, the way that he lays it out. Maybe one day we'll get to learn the sefer together. It's an incredible avoda. Incredible sefer, which maybe we'll get to. But he just takes a little snippet here. I tried to put together and capture just the main points. So now, he says, Uvda Shashem Zeramuz B'maisa Bereshis, which we said is also Rosh Hatevis Membeis, right, that this name is rooted in these first 42 letters of the Torah. Malamed Saisanu teaches us Shashem Zeh, that this name, Utfilas Ana B'Koyach, Na'utsim Ukshuri Mibriyas Ha'ilamais. It's bound up with the concept of the creation of all the worlds until we come down to our physical world. V'yesh B'Kach, and what the Torah means to say is K'dei L'lamdenu, to teach us Al Inyan HaTfilah Hazu. This is where we need to begin to understand anything about the tefillah, is to understand what its spiritual source is. Maisei Bereshis. Shehine Yadua, he says it's known. Shesai Briyas Ha'olam, that the creation of the world, Hu Dafka Pu'ula, Shal Tzimtzum V'Hastaras Ha'or. A basic foundational concept in Pnimius HaTorah, which we've discussed many times, is that the way that the infinite, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ein Sof, creates something finite, is through a very complicated system of what we call constriction. Concealment, constriction, layer after layer after layer, where Hashem's presence becomes more concealed, through a very complicated system of light and vessels. And then those vessels become light for the vessels that are beyond them. And then that vessel becomes light, and then another vessel is created. A very complicated system where spirituality becomes more and more and more and more migusham, until we have the physical world where we can perceive, which we can perceive as being a separate creation, but in fact is absolutely infused with the spirit of the Creator. This is called the process of Tzimtzum, which means constriction, concealment, garment after garment after garment after garment after garment. This is the essential foundation of the world that we live in, is that it's all an illusion. And that inside this multi-layered garment is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings all of it to life. But it's concealed, it's constricted, it's hidden. The foundation of the physical world is limitation. Limitation. Right? Everything in this physical world is limited. Day and night. The seasons. The directions. Where the land stops and the ocean starts. Everything in the physical world is limited, is measurable. Tzimtzum, constriction. Yitziras HaKelim, It's the creation of what's called in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, vessels, v'havayas ha'olamos hanifradim, and the creation of what we can refer to as being separate worlds. From the perspective where we see things through the prism of disparity, multiplicity, where we stop seeing the absolute unity of everything, which is the avodah, right, that we have in this world, is to unearth the unity, which is the avodah we mentioned previous shiurim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, really Avram and Yitzchak specifically digging wells, right, to reveal that underneath the earth is water. Water is unifying. We're going to learn water is one. And that's our avodah. That's our avodah, is to come to the realization that even though we perceive limitation, the truth is that we can sense infinity beyond the illusion of a finite, or finitude, right? We can sense infinity here too. Yeah, that's for you. The reality that we experience of chaymer and of geshem, of physicality and corporeality. Therefore, any name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which talks about what's the name of Hashem, is a revelation of Hashem. It's an encapsulation of the energy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifesting through this name or that name, which are the midos of Hashem. If it's a name that's associated with creation, it's going to be a name of Gevura, right? It's not going to be a name of Chesed. It's going to have to be a name which means a revelation of the concept of limit, of lack, of constriction, limitation. Hayoitzer mesakelim, names that are able to channel the implicit capacity within the infinite to manifest limit, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very deep concept in Kabbalah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so unlimited that he can even manifest limitation. That's how unlimited he is. He's so infinite that he also has the ability to manifest something that's perceived as being finite. Because if he couldn't, so to speak, then that itself would be a limitation, right? It's called in Kabbalah koyach hagvul bibilti gvul, the capacity for limitation within the limitless. That crazily enough, this world, which seems to be something so lowly and so physical and so constricted, becomes the crowning glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation.
Is that why I said about Hashem Gved Malchusam?
Meaning, what do you want to say?
I'm saying that because you're referring it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crowning jewel. This world.
This world is mamish. Mamish. This is Ein Melech B'loi Am. Right? This is also referred to as Evan Ma'asu Habayinim. Right, the stone that's despised by the builders, it's a stone, it's physicality, a stone is nothing, it's not even a plant, it's certainly not an animal, it's certainly not a human, it's just a stone, becomes Hoysel Rosh Pina, becomes Mamash, the crowning jewel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation. Dafka this, dafka us, dafka our lives in this physical place, in this world.
After coming to this world.
Yes, right, we're going to have to go through the whole process of Anabakach, absolutely, thanks for coming. Got the last sheet, Baruch Hashem. Now nobody else can come. I'm kidding. Everyone's welcome. Okay? So that's the name of Gevura. Hayoytzer mesakelim. These names create the vessels. Mitzamtzimim mesa'oyros. They take all the potentially infinite lights, the infinite spiritual energies of Hashem, and they guide them and constrict them and limit them and channel them in such a way that we can exist within a limited world or a realm of limit. That's the job, so to speak, of the revelation of the names of Hashem that are associated with Gevura. Umachdirim Aysam, cause these lights, which are essentially explosions of spirituality, to become dafka focused. Umachdirim, right? Focused Aysam, lenaftule machshake ha'olam, into the bonds of the darkness of the created world. L'chein ha'olam nivra b'shem aleikim. That's why famously HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Yudke Vavke is not found throughout creation, only by the creation of Adam. But the whole creation is just Vayomer aleikim, Vayomer aleikim. What's the Shem aleikim? Everybody knows is the name of Gevura. Why? He's explaining, because that's the context within which these names are found. Is the creation of the physical world. There's nothing more Gevura oriented than that. There's nothing more limit oriented. Elokim famously is gematria, hateva is gematria, nature. Olam, the world, is milashon ha'elem, which means concealment. That's the job of the shame of Gevura, of the shame Elokim. L'chein again, ha'olam nivra b'shem Elokim, bereishis bara Elokim. That's the secret of the creation and formation of physicality. So it midas hadin vahatzimtzum. It's the midas hadin. Midas hadin is not just when a person chas v'shalom gets punished or something like that, or something terrible happens. Din means any sense of constriction. That's what din means, right? When a person issues a beis din, right? Hands down a psak din, it means this person is awarded whatever was being argued over, and this person isn't. It's a focus, right? It's a limited verdict that can only encompass one and not the other. That's what the concept of din is tzimtzum, is limitation, is constriction. So it means had din v'had tzimtzum. He called mahusa elam hayadafka hastaras bihikas are insight, because the whole process of creation is really just the concealment of the essentially shining and infinitely powerful spiritual light of the Creator as Creator before descending, so to speak, into this process of creation. So that you and I could sit here now and breathe this air and sit on these chairs and not on those chairs, to live within an experience of limitation here now. Hava Eimer, what this means is that Shema Shalmidas Hagvuri Hemachinas Arha Eliki Hamestayeches El Hanevraim Umadrigasa. The name of Gvura, and he says the Shemais because there are more than one, the names that are associated with Gvura, another name, by the way, that's associated with Gvura is Shakai. What's Shakai? Shakai is Misha Amar La'olamai, Dai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, enough. Right, because the Medrash says, a very deep thing, that the creation was just expanding and expanding and expanding until Hashem says, die. It's limitation. Adkan. So he says the names of Gevura are names that relate not to godliness as godliness, or not even to the spiritual light that comes down into the Kalim, which we'll learn about in a little bit and next week, but to the creation of the vessels in and of themselves, which will then receive the Ar, which will then receive the light. They are names that relate to the created world, or to the reality that you and I experience in the realm of limitation. And he's going to prove that in a minute in a beautiful way.
Surely the name Shakai is the name of Rachman, because this stops the tzimtzum, the more tzimtzum had they gone on.
Rachamim is a very important word you said. Rachamim is not chesed. Not getting into that whole sugya now. Rachamim is a mix. No, you use the exactly right word. But you cannot have rachamim without din. So you're right. There is an element of tremendous chesed of shaka.
Right?
By the way, there's an element of tremendous chesed in all din as well. Right? Ki gavar aleinu, what we experience as gvura, chazda, is also chesed. But that gets a little bit more involved. Let's take it step by step. But you're right. Absolutely. There's an element of chesed. But there's also an element. Dai is half the word din, right? Three quarters of the right. That's literally what dai is. What din is dai. Okay. Toimich behem, right? That name goes down and supports that place. Poyel, that works. Lihikanes ulach shira melaar, to enter them and to prepare them for the light, which is the light of chesed. V'af mamshich behem asaris, and draws the light down into that reality that you and I experience in a realm of limitation. La'arzais. Now, based on all of what we're learning now about what the spiritual foundation for the creation of the world is, which is the midah of gevura and tzimtzum and limitation, so it appears misbarer shashem membeis, which, like we said, is Rosh Tevis, Ma'aseh Bereishis, na'utz gamhu. Can I open the door if you don't mind? If it's not locked, got some air in here. It is locked. How about the window behind you? There you go. Atazai, beautiful. Shkach. So La'arzois misbarish Hashem membeis na'utz gamhu b'soid b'riyas ha'ilamais. This name of these 42 letters, which are the letters that are the foundation for the tefillah on a b'koyach, are also rooted in this energy. This energy of din, of tzimtzum, of limitation. Soid midas ha'gvura. This is the name of gvura. Shem membeis z'klal is a name of din. It's a name of gvura. Le'umas, in contrast to, the Shem Ayin Beis. There's a name of 42 letters, and there's a name of 72 letters. 72 letter name is going to be associated with Chesed. So Shem Mem Beis is Gevura, Shem Ayin Beis is Chesed. happens to be, happens to be, but Ayin Beis, 72, is the gematria of Chesed. Right? So, Shem Ayin Beis is the name of Chesed. Shem Mem Beis is the name of Gvura, Maisa Bereshis. Parenthetically, not getting into this now, because it's not our subject, but the name Ayin Beis also has a scriptural source. Do you know where we get the name Ayin Beis from, the 72 letters? Kriyas Yamsev. Kriyas Yamsev. Without getting into the whole thing, there are three psukim, Vayisa, Vayava, Vayet, three psukim that begin with those three words, and there's a whole way of arranging and coupling the letters of these three psukim, and you get 72 letters, and these this name of Hashem, the 72 letters. And if you think about it very deeply, we can understand why this would be Chesed, and why the name Mem Beis, which is rooted in Bereishis Bara Elokim and so on, is Gevura. Because one, the name Mem Beis has to do with the creation of the world, which seems to be Keseder, it seems to be a Chesed, a Klape, like Kriyas Yamsov is big Gevura. That's not true, right? Because we understand that there's a tremendous Gevura in creating the natural order of things. There's a tremendous Tzimtzum there. There's a tremendous concealment. What was Kriyas Yamsov? Kriyas Yamsov was literally Kriyas. It was the tearing up of that order. And that's why the revelation there is the revelation of Chesed, is the revelation of the Shem Ayin Beis. Okay. So the name Ben Mendes, he says, is now it's Gam Hubisai Bria Sailam, I said Midas Hagvura, Upulasa Sheyachas Davkala Saira Tsimsum, and its Pu'ula, its energy, what it accomplishes, has to do with the concept and the secret of constriction, limitation. Yitziras HaKelim, the creation of the vessels, the Yisus Ha'ar Liachilas, and the preparation of this light for Kabbalasam, to be able for these vessels rather to receive that light. And he says, just parenthetically, anytime we speak about Hashem's names, we have to say something like very, very simple. He says, the foundation of any kind of conversation like this is the following. At the foundation of this whole sugya lies the following clear understanding. Everything that happens in the world, whether it was the original creation, so to speak, or the recreation or the guidance of the world at every single moment, it's okay, just leave it. But maybe open the window if you can, I guess, if it stays open on its own. There you go, thank you. Hakol mimenu yizbarach. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem's created tools that channel that light of infinity down into our experience all around us, all the time, and within us. How does this work? It's a very intricate system of names. The name of Hashem, Heim Heim, Giluyav Yizbarach Shemai. They are the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals certain energies through certain names, like the Shem Elokim is the Midah of Gevura, and the Shem Yudke Vavke is the name of Chesed, but there are 10 names, right? There are even more kinuyim, different words that are associated with the names that get into even more detail. All of these names are channels through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing one facet, and then another facet, and another facet of His unity, of His oneness.
They're all restrictions. Every name is a restriction.
In a sense, yes. In a sense. Very, very deep thing. But some relate to the restriction that allows us to perceive Hashem's revelation, and some is mamish, the constriction of the constriction. Yeah. But all names are a constriction, absolutely. All names are a constriction. Because in order for a person to have a name that matters in any significant way, there has to be an other, right, who can perceive the name of the person, refer to him by the name, call him by the name. And already, once you speak about the concept of a name, why does a thing need a name? Because there's someone else, presumably, who needs to refer to it or call out the name. We spoke about the Shavuos night a little bit, right? That's already a tzimtzum. That's Hashem already constricted himself to create the illusion of a separate consciousness that can call him by name. All names are a constriction. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're saying, I'm so happy you're here. I'm just saying, good. We don't have time to get into all the details now, but names are connected to Malchus, which is Tzimtzum, which is David HaMelech. The Pasuk says, Vayas David Shem. Shem is Gematria Shechina. Not getting into the whole thing now. Shem is not Gematria Shechina. There is a connection between Shem and Shechina, which I'm forgetting right now. All of this is the site of constriction. Shemus. V'keitzad ba ha'pa'ula mimenu al yedei soid shmoysev yizbarach. Shmoysev yizbarach, heim heim giluyav yizbarach shmoy. The names of Hashem are His revelation. V'riboy ha'shemos, why do we have so many names of Hashem? Kifi riboy ha'pa'ulois ve'evdele gvane hiskalusa, just different ways that Hashem is revealing Himself. One time through this midah, one time through that midah. And each of the midas is another nuanced reflection of the revelation of Hashem. Kach nimsa'im shemus ha'mishrashim b'chesed. That's why we have some names like Kel, right, is the name of Chesed. Yudke Vavke is the name of Chesed. There are other names of Chesed. Havayat Tzvakos is the name of Chesed. V'shemus ha'mishrashim b'gvura. And then there are other names that are mushrish and gvura. V'chol echad, and each of these names, skulais, pu'ulais, shayna, mechavertet, has a different energy and a different purpose than its companion. V'hine shem alikim, but we said the name of alikim, hisharish ikari, la'ifas Hashem, b'b'chines gvura v'tzimtzum. That's pretty much the collective name that really represents the midah of gvura is the name Elokim. Right? But this concept of gvura, there are many different nuances of this revelation, right, of Hashem's Midas Hadin. Shem Shebas Rabbis, Hamarumazim B'Torah, the whole Torah is the names of Hashem, the whole Torah is filled with different names of Hashem, and the same is true for Ana B'Koyach. V'kach Shemois Ana B'Koyach, Soid Shem Mem Beis, it's more specific than the name Elikim, because it is the Midah of Din that relates to the creation Dafka of the natural order of the world. Na'utz B'Psuke Briyas Ha'olam, it is rooted in and founded upon the psukim, the first two psukim, the fundamental foundation of the psukim that tell us of the creation narrative. But so shem alikim hamofia bay, which is why, like we said, the name alikim is all over the place in the psukim about creation. Veim espartus midas hagvura, and they get into the nuances of the midas hagvura, so tikkun out of rhyme, the creation of the created world. Bimekaimam uvemadragasam harai lahem, and the placing them on the levels that are fitting for it. So this is a very, very broad hakdama, just generally speaking. So what we've learned so far is the following, right? Very important. There is a concept of a shem mem beis. These 42 letters, which are not the same as the actual 42 letters in the psukim of Bereishis Bara and the second pasuk, are rooted in those two psukim up to the word vavayu, which is the beis of vavayu.
The reason why it's hevel?
What's that?
The reason why it's till. So one letter in a word.
Kacha. Yeah, this is how we received it in the Zohar Kaddish.
The connection to this.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of Torah there. I don't know it. Yeah. And I'm sure there is. The name on the tefillah Ana B'Koyach is founded on this Shem Mem Beis, which tells us that if the Shem Mem Beis shows up in the creation of the world, and the Shem Mem Beis is Lu'umas, is in parallel to or in contrast to the Shem Ayin Beis, which is Chesed, then the Shem Mem Beis is the Shem of Gevura. And the Shem of Gevura has to do with limitation, relating to the created world, which is a world of limit and a world of lack. And that means that the whole Tefillah Ana B'Koyach is infused with this energy, which we're going to get into. But in order to really understand the next layer, right, the next step, to understand, okay, we understand, like, it's din, it's a limitation, we spoke about that. What is the pu'ula of the Midas HaGvura within creation, though? We've said it in a very simple level of the world is a world of limit. Ad kan, we said, right? Misha amar lo elam dai. It's a world that was created through a system of concealment, of hiding, which is the midah of din, and a limitation, and strictures, and all of this is true. But now we're going to go a step much deeper. And so let's journey together into the next section over here. Tchunas ha-gvura. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way? What does this energy of gvura within the world and within ourselves as created beings mean? What does it mean? How do we experience it? Im Kain, he says, based on everything we're saying, Ra'im Anu, we see Shashem Mem Beis Mushrish V'Gevura. Like we said, this name of creation is rooted in Gevura. U'gedei Lahavin Es Pu'ula Hashem Mem Beis, but to understand it properly, V'esma Shema Es Tefillas Ana B'Koyach, and the whole purpose and the whole spiritual root of this Tefillah Ana B'Koyach, We have to really understand something fundamental, absolutely fundamental, about this midah of gevura, the midas hadin. And he says, "Hachesed, hu ar elyon upashet." The midah of chesed is what's called ar elyon pashet. It's pure, elevated spiritual light. Nale, uplifted, meroimim, and lifted beyond mikol meitzriya elamazeh, beyond any constriction of physicality or anything having to do with the nature of the world that we experience around this creation. It's just the realm of the spiritual. No conception of it. Umimaraim ta'arasa, and from that lofty place of its purity, mamshech shefa toiv la'olamai. So then it comes down into this world, and along the way it takes on kalim, v'yasim l'cha shalim, it becomes peace, and sim shalim, bracha, toiva, chayim, shalim, it becomes all different things, but in its root, it's just the godly revelation of kindness, and of light, and of chesed. But lu'umasai, in contrast to this, ha'gevura, Gevura relates to the world itself and its constrictions. And therefore, it's not for nothing that the created world is founded on the midah of Gevura beside, like we said, Bereshis bara Elikim, that Elikim, so to speak, created the world, which is the way that Hashem reveals himself through this midah of tzimtzum, of constriction. It's the light that appears as darkness. It's the light that appears and manifests the physical world around us, that this table starts here and ends there. It's a revelation of godliness, but the way that we experience it is actually embodied, is corporeal, is physical. With this understanding, midas ha-gevura, the whole thing of the midah of gevura, asuka b'tikuna kli v'achsharase. It's focused on the rectification of the vessels itself, of the created world itself, v'achsharase, and its preparation for the influx of that light of chesed. So it isn't just the creation of this reality around us. Why was reality created in the first place? Why are we human beings, conscious people, in physical bodies which start here and end there with all of the limitations of our lives, living within a world of limitation? For what purpose? It isn't just that the Midas Hadin allows that experience to become possible, but it actually teaches not just the creation of that reality, but the premise of that reality. It's a different thing. What is the premise of that reality? That it should become worthy, it should become ready, it should become prepared to be able to be the beneficiary, the recipient of the revelation of Hashem. It's a different thing. It's not just that the Shem Mem Beis brings a world of limit into being and then it goes away. It works within limitation to help the realm of limit encounter the realm of limitlessness. Let's see, it's a complicated idea. Let's see how he lays this out a little bit more. Hachesed meir oyres adirim ve'elyonim. Chesed is just shefa, spiritual light flowing down, like we think of like a waterfall of spirituality. Adirim ve'elyonim, from top to bottom, so to speak, right? From the place of pure elokus down, cascading through all the different realms till the physical world. Oyres makifim umufshatim. They're surrounding lights. Lights that are beyond, the lights that aren't in the vessel, mufshatim, outside of any quantification. V'ha-gevura, but the midah of gevura is within the realm of limit. Mizdacheches, its job is to purify creation. Umeroimemes, and to lift up esa kelim, those kelim, mitzamsemes esa'ar, which then receive the light. And the job of gevura within creation is like certain parts of our body takes in the food, and then sends all the different nutrients to the place where it needs to go. It's a gevaldige midas ha-gevura that does that within our bodies. But it's also, like you said, it's rooted in chesed, and it serves the purpose of chesed. And so in that mashal, the chesed is the eating, it's just food that's coming in. It's a total shefa, but you know the liver is not going to, can't do anything with that food itself, right? But the stomach has these enzymes that are able to break down the food and send them into the bloodstream all the way throughout the body. That force is called the Midas HaGevurah within.
So Gevurah is a delivery system?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Even more than delivery system, Gevurah first propels the person to food. Then the eating of the food using this mashal is the chesed, and then that very mida within the person that enabled it to encounter food, to encounter chesed, takes that chesed, splits it up, and sends it all throughout the body. That's the mida of Gevurah within creation. Mitzamtzemes es ha'ar u'machdira oisei el ha'gvul, brings it into that realm of limit, v'yecholes kabbalas ha'kli, and deals with the reality that this is how much the vessel can take and not more. And it understands, okay, this is what the food is. Let's break it down, and we can give this cell this amount, and that cell this amount. It's, again, it's a midah that's shayich to kelim. It understands the metzias of kelim. It's the midah that brought the concept of kelim into being, and it takes the ar, and it sends it very specifically into all of these specific places. Lefikach, therefore, Timsa, we find she'ikra pu'ula likis v'kvulis ha'oilam, that the primary revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the limitation of this world, misyasedes v'b'chinas ha'gvura. So Gevurah is not just like what hides Hashem, it's much deeper than this. Sure, Gevurah enables separate parts of consciousness, which we call human beings, to exist within a world of limitation. That's true. And it seems to shut out Hashem, and it seems to, you know, we live in a world that so to speak, Olam hides Hashem away. But it is also the Midah that enables us to become ready enough, ra'oy enough, fitting enough to receive the light of Hashem. And it breaks up that revelation in such a way where we can handle it. Where we can handle it.
So you're saying that every person on whichever level they are can access it, and there'll never be too much for them.
That's right. That's right. It understands that there's a metzius of kelim, and the purpose of the kelim wasn't to shut out the light. The purpose of the kelim was that, okay, now that there are kelim in a world of limitation to express Hashem's limitlessness, now we need to get the light in there, but we have to be aware that, I mean, there's a metzius of kelim. It could only handle this much. Next week we're going to talk about how to expand the kelim, but that's not Gevurah. Gevurah deals with the creation of the kelim and preparing the kelim to receive of the chesed what it can handle. Very deep. See, he says, if this is the case, this is what we see in the second bracha of Shemana Esrei, which is literally called Gevurahs, right? Did you ever notice? The whole thing of the bracha of Gevurah, pu'ulais rabish l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we find? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing all these amazing things. Ka'amru, ata gibor l'aylam Hashem. Hashem, you are a gibor. Gevurah. M'chayim mesim ata Hashem. You bring those that are dead back to life. Rav l'ishia, you save us. Mayrat atol, you bring the dew. M'chal k'chayim b'chesed, you provide us with life out of your kindness. M'chayim mesim b'rachmim rabim. Bring those that are not alive to life. Saimich noiflim, you support those that have fallen. Roifei choylim, you heal those that are ill. Mater asurim, you unbind those that are prisoners. Umekayim amunasi liyashenei afar, and to those that slumber in the dust, you establish your faithfulness and your emuna. Micha moicha, who is like you, Baal Gevurahs, master of Gevurah, midaimalaf, who is comparable to you, Melech Memis, and Mechaye, the one that brings death, Machaya, and the one that brings life, Umatzmiach Yeshua, and causes salvation to sprout. V'neman atal hachiyas mesim. He says, Habit novere e bebracha zu. Take a look at this bracha. She'ekar ha'pu'ulais halalu. The whole concept of this bracha, which is founded on the midah of Gevurah, him t'michas b'mitzius hamugbelas, is the concept of Hashem's kindness manifesting within the mitzius, the reality of limit. Chizuka, the strengthening of that realm of limit, the iluya, and the elevation of that realm of limit. Chaylim, we talk about people who are sick, asurim, people are prisoners, mesim, v'neskakim, people are not alive, right? Corpses, v'neskakim, and people that can use salvation. Mischaskim, the midah of Gevurah strengthens them. V'ne'emad, the mikoyach midas ha'gevurah, founded on this midah of Gevurah, it elevates them, establishes them. U'bepu'olais, bal Gevurahs. And with these pu'ulas of Hashem, who in this case is the Baal Gevurahs, Hailechas Yishu Asam Tzemachas, their salvation sprouts. What's the concept of sprouting? From below to above, not above to below. Sprouting, which is gevura, the koyach of gevura, to propel something upward, to take the kalim and to prepare them, to ready them for a great light. Yes. It's true. As I was reading that, I was thinking that also. Mechalkel chayim bechesed. The context of the bracha is gevura.
So that's gevura l'mashem.
Right. Right. So you have to say that there's some kind of shilav, like we spoke, Yitzi said before, between chesed and gevura. But the ultimate context within which all of this chayim is being experienced is the realm of gevura. Right? Is the realm? I mean, that's what he's saying. He's saying that the context of this bracha is not otherworldly stuff. It's very this worldly stuff. Gevura, like we said, can enable us to experience chesed, can ready the kalim to receive chesed, can enable those kalim that receive chesed to absorb the chesed properly. So there is chesed in the sugya, but the context of it is the midah of din, the midah of gevura that relates to the physical realms. Okay, we're going too long. Let's just finish just this. We'll save the rest for next week. We'll start from the second side of the page, but let's just finish this this piece here. Ad chias hamesim va'geula shleima ki goyel chazak ata. Right? Chazak. Always referring to the midah of din. Kach, he says, this is indeed the case. Midas ha-gvura, hi ha-koyach ha-machshir sa'olam. It's the energy that brought the world into being in the first place, but then abides within the world. This pulsating energy within the created world that prepares the world. V'doichek boy, and pushes it, lehis alas, to grow. It pushes the world to be what it was created to be, which is a vessel. Yes, exactly. That's the koyach of gevura that wasn't just there when Hashem created the world to begin with, but is literally within the world each and every split second. Very, very deep thing. For there to be a world and for the world to serve its purpose. And then he puts in parentheses, we're really not getting into this now, but this touches on what you said, va'akol mikach sharsha hapnimi, which is b'chinas ha-bino, which is place of chesed, ar ha-tshuva va'iloi, b'sayr ani bina li'gvura en kamakam la'arich. We're not getting into that now. Afilu b'muvan ha-tivi, and he says, we see this like literally in the way that all of us want to function and want to propel ourselves forward on Yechilim Luri, says, shekadei sha'adam yiskadim b'chayav, if we want to move ahead in life, there's got to be the midah of gevura there. It's not just chesed. You'd think that it would just be chesed, but it's not. There's got to be a tremendous amount of self-discipline, amal, toil, risanatsmi, self-control. There's got to be a measure of gevura. Gevura doesn't only need to be that which holds back or that which hides, conceals. That's the way we think about it. Midas hadin. But he's revealing a whole new way of looking at the midah of gevura where it's not pushing back, it's pushing up,
making space,
pushing forward, making space, focusing energy, channeling koyach to move forward. And here we finish. There's nothing that can be attained in this world without that innate midah of gevura. But he's saying a pele. He's saying, if you really think about it, this whole world that seems so silent and so still all around us, sun is setting, And the trees and the soil and everything looks pretty calm and everything looks pretty tame vis-a-vis the crashing light of chesed, which is overwhelming explosions, like we said. If you really understand it very deeply, it's mamish not. The world is pulsating. Because the very midah of gevura that allows nature to assume its limited orderly structure is actually working within all of nature to push it up, to push it toward growth, to push it toward geula. And it's the koyach of gevura within us that pushes us to make use of this experience of the limited world to reveal the light of the limitless. That's what's happening in creation all the time. And he finishes, Zui tchunas ha-gevura shi'tnua mi-lemata lemala, as opposed to chesed, which is from above to below, like this literally waterfall. That's why Kriyas Yamsav is all Mayim, because Mayim is Chesed. Mayim is always Chesed, like Avram Avinu Yukachna Ma'at Mayim, digging the well to reveal the water, which is the Midah of Chesed. What is Gevura? If water is Chesed, what's Gevura? Huh? Yes, but what if it's water? So what's the symbol? Fire, a flame. See, he says, "Sheitnu malamata lamala besoid ha'esh." This is what we see when we look at fire. What does fire do? It does the opposite of water. Water wants to go from above to below. What does the fire want to do? From below to above. Heat rises. Because Gevurah rises. Because the Gevurah within the world is pushing the world to rise. And this is the foundation of the tefillah of Anubhagaya. Unbelievable. It's channeling, awakening this energy inside of us. To prepare them for this great divine light. And this, even on the simplest level of what we do think is midas hadin, like ki'ilu chas v'shalom, a punishment, or sheim adin v'yisur ma'ba'am ala adam, or any kind of suffering people go through, it's midas hadin. For what purpose? To help the person to grow. So midas hadin doesn't just mean the concealment of Hashem, the judgment of Hashem. Look deeper. What's the real side? What's the source? What's the secret compelling the midah to come to manifestation? Is the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a person's life that's helping this person to develop, that's helping this person along. Gam heim lo yinoy adu, the whole purpose of those is ala kedei lesaken es ha'adam, to rectify a person, la'aviyoy li'iluyah, and to bring this person to his ascent, the zichuchay, and his clarification. So all of this is akdama, to akdama, of akdama, of this opening, just opening of the sugya of Anubhakayach, without even getting into the words, but just to understand, generally speaking, what this tefillah is, what it's founded on, what energy we should perceive within the words, and then Be'ezus Hashem, with this foundation, in the coming weeks, we're going to explore line by line and understand much more deeply, based on this, how the tefillah can awaken within ourselves the inner midah of Gevurah, and help us channel the midah of Gevurah within creation, which, like fire, is compelling everything upward, 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 toward the light of Chesed, to receive the light of Chesed, and to allow us to inculcate the light of Chesed into our lives. So, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll start from the last page over here, these two pieces, and then we'll start the actual tefillah. Be'ez Hashem.